Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Andy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. What's the biggest takeaway from the start today?
Well, I think, Dom, that we're seeing what some of us predicted going in, which is that the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, is trying to convince the jury that what Trump is charged with is basically a massive criminal conspiracy to steal the 2016 election. And they may be quite surprised by the time they get to the end of the case and they realize that actually all he's charged with is business records falsification charges, which I think it's an uphill battle, or at least it ought to be, to get him convicted even on those. But the way this has been done is really untoward in a constitutional sense, because the Fifth Amendment requires that defendants be told exactly what they're being charged with in a grand jury indictment. Here, the grand jury indicts Trump for these business records crimes. At the same time that they indict, Bragg puts out this statement of facts, as he calls it, which is not the grand jury's document. It's his document. It's kind of been reported as if it was part of the indictment. It's not. And that statement basically spins the grand jury's indictment into a scheme to steal the 2016 election, which today in the opening statements became a conspiracy to steal the 2016 election. So it's really quite remarkable what they've done.
When you say a conspiracy to do that, Andy, doesn't it have to be more than just, look, this may not look so good with Stormy Daniels, even though Trump's laundry was out there already with the grab them and everything else. So to be a conspiracy to steal the election, what would you say you would need to have? Is that even possible, since people try to tamp down anything that's inconvenient constantly, right? I mean, that's part of electoral politics. What would it take to be a real conspiracy?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, Dom. First of all, he's not charged with conspiracy because it's not a conspiracy. And what Bragg says he did was agree with a couple of other guys, Michael Cohen and David Pecker, to do exactly what you just described, tamp down on unsavory information. Here, basically the way Bragg puts it, to suppress information that would have been politically damaging. All political campaigns try to suppress information
yes.
that might be politically damaging. It's not a crime. And the problem with speaking of it in terms, in rhetoric, like a scheme, and even worse, conspiracy, is it's black letter criminal law that you can't, that a conspiracy is an agreement by two or more people to commit a crime. So if your objective, even if people don't like what the objective is, even if the objective is unsavory, if it hasn't been made a crime by the legislature, then there is no conspiracy. And the reason that Bragg hasn't charged Trump with a conspiracy, even though he wants to talk about this case as if it were a conspiracy, is because what Trump planned to do here was not illegal.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Andy, too, the cherry on the top, too, is, well, you know this better than anybody we could bring on. You know, you put unsavory people up there because they have contact with the person allegedly who is the criminal, a mob case, the Sheik case. You know, Andy, I never said this. I got to go back to and just rewatch that. I didn't know you then. And that Sheik case, it's just amazing what you were able to do there. I mean, it was masterful. So I never said that before, but it just occurred to me thinking about it the other day. So,
well, it's very kind of you to say.
No, it is. It is. That had to be pressure. Is that the biggest thing you've ever been involved in, would you say?
Well, I got my wife mad at me once, but other than that, I guess.
That's right. So Andy, moving forward with this, Michael Cohen, I mean, there are liars. There's all that type of stuff. But God knows what this guy may do as a witness. And these are New Yorkers, and they know of him in other ways. He's not a likable liar either. You know what I mean? There's nothing here that commends him to, we know the jurors are emotional too and all that. So what happened today as far as the battleground over Michael Cohen? Anything said about him?
I think it's pretty much the battle lines that you would expect, Dom. The defense wants the jury to perceive the case as completely rising and falling based on Michael Cohen. Because he is the most essential witness in the case. So their theory of how to present the case is if they can explode Michael Cohen's testimony, or if they can, at the end of Michael Cohen's testimony, the jury thinks that he's such an out-and-out liar that, you know, if he says it's raining outside, you don't grab your umbrella, you get a look for yourself first, you know. That's the way they want the case to be perceived as. If Cohen got blown up on cross-examination, then the case falls, period. And what the prosecutors say is that, you know, look, you may not like Cohen. He's a convicted felon, or he's a convicted perjurer, although there was some back and forth about whether that was allowed to be said in the opening statements or not, even though it's a fact. But what the prosecutors always want to say is, we're not telling you to convict someone based on Michael Cohen's testimony alone. Our case rises and falls on the documents, and the documents can't be cross-examined. The documents just are what they are. And what they tell the jury is, at the end of this case, you're going to conclude those documents show criminality.
And Andy, does this play in the defendant's side to something this weighty, trying to overthrow an election, the United States? And it's the ultimate tabloid case, particularly of Stormy Daniels when she testifies. In other words, it's tawdry. It's embarrassing. Some people might hear some of this in detail, transcript and all that, and go, oh, man, this is bad. But it's not going to rise to the level of what we used to call a federal case.
Yeah, I think the thing, Dom, if I were a defense lawyer, what I would try to tell the jury, and you have to begin – you don't wait till the end for this. You begin this today, and it's a theme throughout the case, is that what the prosecutors are trying to get you to do here is something that's irrational. They're alleging that Trump stole the 2016 election by a series of things that he did in 2017, which is not possible. You can't steal something in 2016 by doing a bunch of stuff in 2017. So because they have this cockamamie theory that doesn't make any sense, they're going to try to throw a lot of things up that will catch your attention. There's salacious detail, you know, Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal. They bring in the National Enquirer guy to start it all off. They talk a lot about scheming between Pecker and Cohen and Trump, even though there's nothing charged criminally out of that. And then they use explosive words like conspiracy. And what I'd be trying to say to the jury is they think they can hoodwink you by all of this smoke. But at the end of the day, what they're asking you to find him guilty or not guilty on is a bunch of things that happened in 2017 that in and of themselves are not criminal, but they want you to think somehow stole an election months earlier. And that's what I think I would be hitting the jury with, that all this stuff is just – Bragg's case is so weak and ridiculous that he needs to do this stuff. It's usually the defense that wants to distract, but here it's the government.
That
– Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, Andy, that's well put. I usually, almost always, the prosecution are usually the straightforward, then the flamboyant defense attorney is folksy and distracting and, you know, in every film that you would see, that's exactly the case. When are you on today, Andy, on Fox News Channel?
Well, I think we're having a short day today because the trial adjourned early. I think it adjourned around 12:30 Eastern time. So I may be on later this afternoon with Neil Cavuto, but I think, you know, it's going to be one of these things, Dom, where stuff is going to happen and you know, they're going to look to me to try to explain it. And if I can explain it to myself, I'll try to explain it to you. But sometimes I can't even explain to myself what's going on here.
Good stuff, Andy, though. Love the piece, though. That's at National Review. The Trump indictment is Bragg's version of the Stop the Steal regarding the 2016 election. That's out there today. Andy, thank you. Thanks for squeezing us in.
Thanks so much, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.